This is Hans Scheil from the Finishing Well podcast. On Finishing Well, we help you make godly choices about Medicare, long-term care, and your money. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for his people to talk with him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James.
So James, today you said you wanted to start with a little name dropping.
That's right, Robbie. Have I ever told you about my personal relationship with James Earl Jones?
James Earl Jones? You mean the famous actor who did the voice of Darth Vader in Star Wars and Simba in The Lion King?
That's the guy.
Oh, my goodness. So how is it that you have a personal, where did you meet him?
Well, I met him at LAX, Los Angeles International Airport, several years ago. He was waiting to get on a flight, and so was I, and we had a very brief conversation together.
So, wow, you have a personal relationship with him. Do you talk to him frequently?
Oh, no. I just met him that one time.
So I see, James. Can I ask you something?
Yeah, sure. Ask away.
How can you call it a personal relationship if you never talk to him? I mean, you really can't say you know him under those circumstances, can you? I mean, it's not exactly how relationships work.
Are you sure? You mean I can't say I genuinely have a personal relationship with James Earl Jones if I never get in touch?
Sorry. And you really are the master of the obvious here, aren't you? I mean, I think we can all see your point.
Well, okay, but you're right. I mean, isn't that what we do with Jesus? And please don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm not meaning to be a travel agent for guilt trips here or trying to sound like someone who's got it all together. This is more something that I hear from the Holy Spirit about my own need to be faithful.
Yeah, unfortunately, we all live there to some extent. But, this is encouraging prayer, radio broadcast and podcast, right? So how does this encourage us to pray?
Well, we'll turn positive here. It brings us back to dependence and to friendship. When I realize I'm really not being the kind of friend to Jesus that I should be, that I'm just keeping my distance because I'm so busy, it helps me realize some of what I'm missing.
Well, let's go there. I mean, let's talk about some of the good things that happen, when we pray.
Awesome. Well, just a little story. This morning, my neighbor, who's a contractor, was loading up his truck in his driveway, and I sensed really strongly, I was out mowing the lawn, and I sensed really strongly, don't let him go until you've prayed with him about his day. And Tim goes to our church, and this is something that we'll frequently do, but today, it was just really strong. And I went over and we talked, and I found out his day had already been off to a rotten start at one of the local businesses, and he just needed someone to listen for a moment. And so we had a great conversation, and then we prayed, and I knew God had sent me then and there, kind of, just as a way of showing him, God cares about you today. And praying, was that correction, that course correction, that he really needed for the day.
Wow. So really one of the good things that happen when we pray is that sometimes, we get to see what God is doing right in the moment.
Yeah, exactly. If we learn to keep company with God, and again, this is something, it's a work in progress for all of us, but it's like we get a front row seat to what he's doing, and we want that. Like we were talking about last week with Mary and Martha, do we want God to bless what we're doing, or do we want to do what God is blessing? There's a world of difference between the two, and they feel so different. We really want to be in that place of doing what God is blessing.
Yes, we do. And sometimes we live like, I got this, God. I'll check back with you when I need you. Not that we ever really say that, but, you know, that's the practical outcome of not staying in touch. So what are some of the other good things that can happen when we pray?
Well, going back to that concept of doing what God is blessing, I think that prayer is always just one of those things, again, that God blesses. I mean, we've always wanted to interview that person who prayed too much, right? But we can't find him yet because we can't pray too much. Just think about what Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Now, Paul really sets that up as the ideal, and you see what happens when we do. One of the blessings that comes when we just try to stay in touch with God really is peace. Again, you know, peace of God surpasses all understanding. So it's this inexplicable peace, and it's like this antidote for the stress and worry that come at us from so many angles every day.
Oh, wow. Absolutely. So, you know, front row seats to what God is up to, peace in difficult circumstances. We got time for one more thing. How about it?
Okay, well, let's just say knowing we are loved. I mean, as you know, last week, we just had a litter of 10 Labradoodles at our house, and we have had all kinds of fun this week, and you know, more than one night without too much sleep. But today, about 45 minutes before we went on the air, I heard this puppy just carrying on. I mean, all of a sudden, with these high-pitched little squeals. And I came running from one room, and his mother came running from another. And here's what happened. All the nine other puppies were in a pile in the center of their box. But this little guy who had gotten off on his own, and he couldn't find anyone, and he was just so upset. So I picked him up and loved him up for a minute and then put him there right on top of the pile, and he just cuddled in, and that was all he needed. And the moral of the story is, you know, whether we're Labradoodle puppy or human being, we weren't meant to be alone. And this goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden when God would walk with Adam and Eve in the cool of the evening. And I guess the best word I can think of to sum it all up, you know, that being in the presence of God and knowing we are loved is sweetness. There's a sweetness that comes when we're with him, when he's with us, when we know it and we were made for this and we really don't want to be anywhere else.
What an illustration. Wow. Why don't you wrap up today with a prayer that, you know, we'll want that more and more.
All right. Let's pray. Lord, please help us to just love you and to love being with you. Lord, you know how we are. You know how we get. And yet, oh, you bring us back to yourself. Hold us close, Father. Help us to learn more and more. Just cast our cares on you because you care for us. And we love you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.
This is the Truth Network.